Okay, let's explain the mystique of Donald Trump. How can we explain the surprising electoral success of Donald Trump, especially in light of his lack of political experience and his limited knowledge of and specificity about the policy issues, and of course, his crude and insulting rhetoric? Who supports him, and why do they find this business tycoon so attractive? Well, according to Dr. Gary S. Smith, analysts have identified four major features of Trump supporters. First, few of them have graduated from college. This is an important stat because it likely speaks to their economic frustrations. Consider that only 68% of men without a bachelor's degree had a full-time job in 2013. Moreover, the wages of these men, adjusted for inflation, have declined significantly since 1990. The shift of many manufacturing jobs to other countries and the low salaries of service jobs in the U.S. have reduced the employment opportunities of income of men and women who have not completed a college degree. Consequently, many of these people are disgruntled and ripe for change, and many of them support Trump. Now, second, Trump supporters are individuals who complain that they have little political voice. In polls, high percentages of those who agree with the statement, "People like me don't have a say about what government does," they prefer Trump. People's conviction that they lack power and influence predicts Trump support much better than any other factor, including among education, income, race, or attitudes towards Muslims, Muslim Americans, of course, and or undocumented workers. Trump has promised to help these despondent, largely white Americans increase their political clout and financial prospects. He touts the business success and claims that when he becomes president, America will regain its influence and winning ways. Trump's promises to make America great again and to restore power, prestige, and privileges of whites especially appeal to people who feel excluded from the political process. Third, Trump's backers are willing to trade greater security for less liberty. They want the government to protect them from threatening outsiders, whether they are terrorists, refugees, or undocumented workers, or as they call them, illegal immigrants, which is ridiculous. Illegal people. That's weird, isn't it? Okay. All right. They complain that many immigrants are not playing by the nation's rules and are taking advantage of hardworking white Americans. Trump has sought to alleviate the fears of these individuals by pledging to construct a towering wall between the United States and Mexico, promising to keep Muslim refugees out of America, and calling for the deportation of most undocumented workers. Deeply alarmed by the proliferation of terrorist attacks around the world, Trump supporters protest that President Obama's policies are not keeping our nation safe. They applaud Trump's plan to create a database of Muslim Americans, increase the surveillance of mosques, and temporarily ban Muslims from entering the United States. Fourth, Trump supporters disproportionately reside in sections of the United States where racial resentment is high. These white men and women, who often refer to themselves as the silent majority, fear that minorities and immigrants are advancing at their expense and want to turn the clock back to a time when America was not so culturally diverse and that their lives were less complicated. They do not trust Obama. They accuse him of intensifying racial tensions and argue that they suffer from reverse discrimination. Now, two books have been written to analyze Adolf Hitler's rise to power: Erich Fromm's Escape from Freedom in 1941 and Eric Hoffer's The True Believer in 1951. You can find them on Amazon.com or just look them up on Wikipedia and it'll give you a synopsis and a summary of what they are. But they help explain why many Americans find Trump appealing. Fromm, a German psychologist who moved to the U.S. in 1934, analyzed how Nazism became widely accepted in society where people enjoyed substantial freedom and high levels of education. Fromm contended that the psychological conditions in Germany caused by the nation's unexpected defeat in World War I and the punitive Versailles Treaty led millions to want Germany to restore its power and regain the world's respect. This desire, coupled with economic impact of the Great Depression, made many discontented, insecure, and despondent Germans receptive to the message of authoritarian. How do you say that again? Well, you know what I mean. Authoritarian leader who vowed to make Germany great again, of course. The core of Fromm's argument is that in times of rapid social change, economic stagnation, and rampant anxiety, people often find freedom to be frightening. Freedom causes people to feel adrift, unsettled, bewildered, isolated, and fearful. Terrorist threats, reducing purchasing power, bleak economic prospects, lack of respect, perceived unfairness, and the declining moral standards lead many to struggle with freedom. As most of you know, Hitler was a conservative who hated the immoral lifestyle of Berlin before his time, which explains why Marlene Dietrich and all the actors and things like that moved to Hollywood. This was back in the 30s, of course. It was Berlin was the most liberal city in the world at the time. Okay, they are unsure how to best use their freedom. Making decisions is daunting and anxiety-provoking. To relieve this anxiety, some seek to escape from freedom by identifying with and listening to strong leaders who explain how the world actually works, tell them what to do, and promise to improve their lives. This relieves them of personal responsibility and gives them the comfort and certainty that they actually crave. Hoffer, an American longshoreman and social philosopher, argued in The True Believers that individuals who are experiencing these pressures and adopt this mindset are inclined to join mass movements that guarantee to change the world and improve their circumstances. Such individuals are attracted to movements and leaders that give their lives purpose and direction. It helps them feel better about themselves and their prospects and enable them to subsume their individual lives in a larger entity. Hoffer also contended that the true believers often shift from one social movement to another because they are more concerned with the psychological benefits their participation brings by identifying with a powerful, magnetic leader that's with the movement's actual ideology. He maintained that various nationalist and socialist movements, whether on the left or right, typically attract the same kind of adherence and use the same rhetoric and tactics. Now, Mr. Smith is not arguing that Trump should be compared with Hitler, only that some of the conditions that existed in the 1930s that led Germans to support Hitler exist in America today and prompt people to back Trump. These prescient books help explain why Trump's mystique seems to be tarnished so little by his vulgar and outlandish behavior, and why his momentum seems so difficult to halt despite the concerted efforts of many Republican leaders. Now, Dr. Gary Smith chairs the history department at the Grove City College and is a fellow for faith and politics with the Center for Vision and Values. You can look that up on the net. He's the author of Religion in the Oval Office and Faith and the Presidency from George Washington to George W. Bush. And of course, he wrote the book Heaven in the American Imagination. Now, you can see all this on Veterans Today Network. Look it up. The article's titled, the article that Gary wrote here is Explaining the Mystique of Donald Trump. All right, that's all I have to say about that. Punish Speaks. I'll have more to say about Mr. Trump, racism, bigotry, condescension, his war, declaration of war on Mexico in future episodes. Punish Speaks is out. Please feel free to comment here anytime. I welcome all comments from Trumpsters, from any American, and looking forward to the discourse and getting through this electoral process for the benefit of the United States of America. Okay, I'm out. Peace.